Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, and welcome to a special re-release of Blessed Carlo Acutis, celebrating his upcoming birthday on May 3rd. And tune in next week for the inspiring story of Saint Gianna Mola, the patron saint of physicians, unborn children, and mothers.
Carlo wants to be a saint, but to be a saint, you have to do something incredible. Carlo focuses all his energy on his website of Eucharistic miracles so that the world can know Jesus is waiting for them in every tabernacle around the world. Will the world listen?
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Carlo Acutis. Episode 4, My Alarm Clock. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
This series is sponsored by Nicolet National Bank. Information at thesaintspodcast.com/Nicolet.
There you go, Billy. Lunchtime. Specialty dog food today, Billy. The very top of the bag. Don't eat it too fast, bud. You've got to savor it. It's high-end cuisine.
Hello, this is Andrea Acutis. Who is calling?
Carlo, it's for you.
Coming, Dad. You're a good dog, Billy. Yes, yes, I love you too. Got to go now.
It's Gio.
Hi, Gio. What's up?
Hey, Carlo. What are you doing today?
I'm working on my Eucharistic exhibition. Remember?
Yeah, your website thing. Can you take a break and come over? I got a new Pokemon game.
I'd love to, Gio. I really would. But I have to work on this presentation.
Ah, come on. You're always working on that thing.
Do you want to come and help me?
I'm not good at computer programming like you.
But you love science, and I need your help to go over my explanations of the Eucharistic miracles.
Science doesn't have anything to do with miracles.
Have you heard of the miracle at Lanciano?
Like Lanciano in Italy?
Yes. Listen, Gio, it's so cool. They've done scientific studies about the flesh and blood at Lanciano. They've even compared it to mummies in South Africa, and...
Whoa, slow down, Carlo. What mummy flesh are you talking about?
There was a monk in 750 who doubted that Jesus was really present in the Eucharist. One day, when he was celebrating the Mass, the communion wafer turned into real flesh, cardiac tissue actually, and the wine turned into blood. They were able to figure out what type it was too, AB.
750 is a long time ago, Carlo. How do you know it's not a hoax?
Because of all the scientific studies in the 70s. This guy, Dr. Lenoli, looked into it, and then the World Health Organization sent a group to check his results. Not only did they see that he was right about it being cardiac tissue and AB blood, but they found out that the flesh was living tissue, not embalmed. They compared it to two different mummies.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Today, the flesh is still the same as if it was from a living person right now. Because it is! Christ is living today, just as he was in 750.
Can I see the science parts you talked about? How did you find out about all this?
Father Mario told me about it, and then I went and looked it up. There wasn't much about it online, so I found a book about it at the library. I'm actually going to Lanciano with my family this summer to see it for myself.
You convinced your parents to make their whole vacation about your research project.
They asked me where I wanted to go, and I said Lanciano. That's all. Do you want to come?
Did you just invite me to come on a road trip with you to look at blood and heart flesh?
Yeah. Well, we'll probably go to the beach too.
I'll ask my parents. I mean, it's a vacation, right?
Yeah, it's summer vacation. We're almost in Lanciano. Thanks for driving, Dad.
When is my next turn, Carlo?
Just go straight until you see the cathedral.
Great, got it.
So, Mrs. Acutis, how did Carlo convince you to spend vacation at the ancient, tiny town of Lanciano instead of going to Assisi like you usually do?
Well, Gio, we go to Assisi because Carlo loves it. We asked him where he wanted to go this year, and he said Lanciano. Why say no? We have the means.
Boy, I wish my parents were like you.
And I bet you wish you had the best friend who took you on all his vacations, right?
I am eternally in your debt, master.
Oh, Carlo! Carlo, there it is! The cathedral!
Wow, we're here! Mom, Where's my video camera?
Hear me more.
What do you need a camcorder for?
I'm going to take videos to put on my website so people can come along on a pilgrimage here even if they can't leave their homes. Here, Gio, you take the camera. I need photos too. Let's go. I'm here, Jesus. Wow. Thank you for this miracle. Help me to tell hundreds of thousands of people that you are here, waiting for them.
So where's the miracle you're talking about?
Whisper, Gio, out of reverence for our Lord.
Okay. Where's the blood and stuff?
Look at the main altar.
Yeah?
See the marble tabernacle? There. There he is, Gio. In flesh and blood, because he loves us so much.
It's pretty cool, Carlo.
Hey, it's Gio. Are you working on your presentation?
Yes. I'm trying to finish for the catechism class tomorrow.
I figured you'd be doing that. How did the video from Lanciano turn out?
It's great. I'm trying to upload and reformat the videos right now.
Can I help? I went to a bunch of the places with you and I have more photos uploaded on my computer.
Would you really come help me with the website?
Yeah, of course. I know how important it is to you.
Please, come. I have way too much to do.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Carlo, it's dinner time.
I'm not hungry, Mom.
Carlo, it's not like you to skip meals. Are you feeling all right?
I felt achy and tired all day. I'll feel better in the morning.
I'll make you some soup then.
No, no, it's all right. I just have to finish.
It's a big project, mi amor. If you can't finish in time for class tomorrow, Father Mario will understand.
No, Mom, I have to finish now. Gio is coming over to help me.
Okay, but I need you to go to bed on time tonight. Understood?
Yes, Mom.
Hey, Carlo.
Gio, come on in. I've got lots of work for you to do.
You've really taken over the living room with all your poster boards, huh?
Yeah. Come here. I'm finishing up the website so we can launch tomorrow.
Are you okay, Carlo? You seem tired.
I didn't sleep well last night, but I'm okay. Look, I have poster boards to present 10 of the miracles so the older children can read about them themselves and have kind of a self-guided tour.
How many miracles are on the website now?
136!
Wow! How did you do this, Carlo? I mean, I've been with you on the trips and seen you working in the library, but this is a huge amount of work.
It's worth it, Gio. I don't want to miss the work God has given me. I have to finish this.
Well, I'm here to help. Where should I start?
Paste those photos from Lanciano on the poster board. We need to write out a brief summary of the World Health Organization's report beneath the picture of the tabernacle. Thanks for your help, Gio. Good night.
Bye, Carlo. I hope you feel better soon.
I'll be fine. Just feeling achy and tired. Nothing sleep can't fix.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you then. Mom, I'm going to bed.
Are you sure? You barely touched your dinner, Carlo. Aren't you hungry?
No, Mom. I just want to go to bed. Thank you.
Carlo? Carlo, what's the matter? Why are you so quiet?
I don't feel well, Mom. But the presentation is tomorrow. It is so important that the presentation go well. That they realize Jesus is really here, waiting for them. It hurts him when no one stops to visit. He loves us so much.
Hush, hush, Carlo. I'm sure you'll feel better in the morning.
I'm worried about the world, Mom. This is my work. Otherwise, people won't know Jesus. They'll be lost.
Don't worry, mi amor. You finished your work. You'll get better. And then you can begin a new project. You wanted to make an exhibition about Our Lady, yes?
Mom, life is short here. If you live a good life, you'll always end in eternity, in heaven.
Carlo? Carlo, can you get up?
Mom, I'm too tired. I can't. After I sleep?
After you sleep, mi amor, you'll feel much, much better then.
Yes, Mom.
Andrea, Carlo is too weak to get out of bed.
Too weak? Well, I'm sure he will feel better in the morning. If not, we can take him to the doctor for a quick checkup.
It's probably just the flu.
I think so. It just came on too quickly.
Just before his presentation, too. I hope he feels better in the morning.
Jesus, is this my alarm clock? If you are calling me home now, give me grace to be brave through this sickness. I'm excited to be with you in heaven. Soon. Please, make this sickness a way I can become a saint quickly, like Saint Tarcisius. Lord, I offer all the sufferings that I may undergo for the Pope and for the Church. I love you, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of the Merry Beggars. Tune in to Episode 5, Highway to Heaven, to hear the final installment of Carlo Acutis. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.